In our next feature, we recall the days when Norfolk was speedway mad, with every town sporting its own motorcycle team, the Causton Kangaroos or the Spixworth Spooks, and so on. Top rider George Lovett has opened up a scrapbook of memories to Derek James. His piece is read for us by Peter Dennington.
So many memories of the days when Norwich and Norfolk were cycle speedway mad, a time when thousands of boys turned into skid kid heroes. The response to my stories, photographs and memories of the glory days of cycle speedway has been quite extraordinary. So many of you got in touch to say how this sport played a major part of your lives. And the next generation was delighted to see pictures of fathers and grandfathers, brothers and uncles in their prime and going hell for leather around the homemade tracks dotted across the city and county. Former Norfolk boys from around the country and abroad got in touch with their memories of those days following the Second World War and into the 1950s and 60s, when cycle speedway was in its prime. From the Attleboro Aces and the Causton Kangaroos to the Spixworth Spooks and the Trost Terrors, every town and almost every village had a team with an exotic name to match. And while the boys and dads made the bikes and dug out the pitches, mums, sisters and girlfriends stitched up the tabards with such great names and logos. One name which kept popping up was George Lovett, one of the top riders, who was the Norfolk champion on more than one occasion, and I was delighted to hear from George, now living in Alexandra Road, Norwich. "They were the happiest days of my life," said the retired meter reader, who opened his scrapbook to share some of his photographs with us. "Not only did I meet some wonderful friends, but I also met my wife Pamela, who lent me her bike so I could get back to Norwich from Rackheath one night," said George. "Cycle speedway was my life in my teens. Still at Norman School in 1949, we built a track in a field on the Boundary Road next to the Whiffler pub. We were the Boundary Pirates. I rode for them until 1952, when I joined Norwich Stars, who won the league in 1953, said George. "Most old aces asked me to ride for them in 1954, and we won the league. Then Billy Clark, a well-known manager, asked me to ride for the team he was starting at Rackheath, the Aces. We built a track on the village playing field and got big crowds," said George. "I'm glad I did, as I met my wife Pamela, who came from Rackheath, and we had 54 years of happy married life before she died 5 years ago," added George, who has a son Glenn, daughter Dawn, and his grandfather and great-grandfather. "After doing my national service in 1955, I had one last season with Galley Pirates in 1958, and then packed it up. They were great days, which I have never forgotten. Cycle speedway was special," said George.